Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, welcome back. You know, one thing that they'll where they'll never let you down in the city of St. Louis is they announced yesterday that the mayor, Kim, had signed the bill distributing all of the rest of the ARPA money for the American Rescue Plan from COVID.
Was it for a new dispatch center?
So that was one of that was to upgrade the dispatch center, which obviously I don't know if that means more people, but at least they would have a more high-tech system down there. That is the only thing I can find in here that comes anywhere close to addressing criminal justice or public safety, even.
That doesn't surprise
me. Why not? If you got all of this money sitting there and you're down 300 officers in your department, which is probably a low estimate, why the hell wouldn't you spend some of the money recruiting and paying those officers more so you could boost the numbers, so you could arrest people who are causing the crimes instead of trying to build a new community center somewhere in hopes that 50 years down the road it decreases the amount of crime?
And
this
knowing,
is the nonsense they do.
Knowing Tashara Jones, it's probably a new gender-neutral bathroom at the 911 dispatch
center. It could be, but I'll guarantee whatever the money goes for will benefit some of her constituents who will then turn around and vote for her because of the money. I'm just saying. Carl, go ahead and hit the new intro for John Lamping, please.
This is your No Merger Minute.
That's sick. Those are corrupt bastards, Chris.
You need to get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issues.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
How about news?
I always love that intro, which of course we played a lot during the city-county merger talks. Now, what, 4 years ago? It didn't seem like it was that long ago. We've got former Senator John Lamping on the phone this morning. John, welcome back.
Good morning, Mark and Kim. I appreciate you bringing up the topic. It was in 2019. I have fond memories of both that intro and having had work with you. That was the first time that you and I really got to work together on something. And I just thought it was a worthy topic to bring back up because watching the city kind of quietly, slowly implode and the business community, you know, changed, swapped out, that we'll be swapping out the leader of their business group, and with Tashara Jones on the ballot in the spring with no apparent strong opposition, it's only logical that we're going to go back to this idea because it seems like both the city and the county are floundering and no one has any better ideas.
Yeah, it's true. I saw where your friend, State Representative Donna Barringer, who's often on the Reardon Roundtable with you on Friday afternoons, is announcing for comptroller this week.
Yeah, there's an effort. I mean, I think of Donna as being kind of in the minority in her party, The Democratic Party, we have our own civil wars all the time in the Republican Party, right? Moderates versus conservatives. And you know, the far left has taken over that party. And she's someone, I think, who's closer to the center of everything. But more importantly, I think, in the Democratic Party. But, you know, unless a bunch of Democrats like her are more conservative Democrats, which is a rare breed, step forward in both the city to do things like be the comptroller or in the county, I just don't see how we turn the situation around. I was thinking too, like in the county, if we're going to take on Sam Page, and it's not for a couple of years, like who would actually do it? You know, I know you, David Gregory, on later and to talk about his recently filed bill, and you know, the district that he just won 15 or 20 years ago, the Democrats wouldn't even run an opponent against the person who represented Chesterfield and Baldwin. It would be so overwhelming Republican, and he ended up having a pretty tight race. So I'm not here to say that I'm for the city county merger, but it's but I don't know what other ideas there are. And then just as importantly, the city and county are losing population, and I think they're losing conservatives. I think if you look in Franklin County and St. Charles County, that people are tired of waiting for an answer or solution, and they're just leaving. And ultimately, longer term, it'll impact the collar counties. You can't have the city get worse and worse and the county look like the city in 20 years and think that, you know, people like myself out in St. Charles County can just hide and not be affected by it.
It's a good point, John. I just have to say it's bad radio, but in our social media is not working this morning for our live feed, but I was raising my hand when you brought that up because St. Louis County is a purple county now. It's ridiculous to even argue that it's not. The Republican areas have been weakened to the point where I'm not sure there will ever be another Republican county executive, nor is it clear that Republicans could ever have a chance of controlling the county council again. And it's sad, but you're right. That fact, and the fact that the city is imploding, it doesn't have enough revenue, it's had to pay $40 million back to people for this earnings tax that they stole from them during COVID, and that number may go up. They're always looking for somebody to bail them out, and the clearest way for that to happen is to merge city and county, and I'm just waiting for that to come up again. I haven't heard anybody utter it yet, but I'm not sure what other solutions they see because they've taxed enough people and they've run off the rest of them.
Yeah, it's, you know, look, I would say the county is not even purple. I would say it's blue permanently. It's Republicans are maybe 35% of the vote now, and the last time a Republican represented the county was held the county executive office is in the 80s, and the county at that time looked a lot like St. Charles County looks now.
Yes.
And so, it doesn't take but a generation or so, and you could see a situation where you've got St. Charles County close to 50-50. I think, quite frankly, if St. Charles County stopped at Highway 40 and didn't go south down to Augusta, it would already be there.
Wow.
It's my area where I live is overwhelmingly Republican. It's probably 75% Republican. Joe Brazel represents us on the council. And if not for us being here, we'd already have, St. Charles County off of Highway 70 looks like North St. Louis did 20 years ago. And it's definitely becoming bluer and bluer. So I think I'm probably the first person I think I mentioned on Reardon's roundtable that's an idea that probably will resurface. It's only logical that it would, because I think there's not another solution coming forward. And, I'm not a fan of it happening without approval of both the city and the county. But I can also at the same time understand that the system as it's set up right now is just failing. It's failed a few generations. And I don't see where it's set up to do any different for the next generation or two.
I know we only have a minute or so left, but I wanted to get your take on the situation where a group of businesses filed a lawsuit. They're trying to stop the state from implementing the hike in minimum wage and requiring employees to offer paid sick leave. And they say it's because it violates a state constitutional requirement that ballot measures only address one issue. And they're saying in this case, it referenced minimum wage and sick time. Do you think they have a case here?
I think they have a legitimate case, but I wonder why it hadn't been brought forward before the vote actually took place.
Yes.
They could have split it before the vote occurred. Missouri's courts, unfortunately, with the Missouri court plan are hardly, I mean, they're left of center courts. The way we pick judges is really is ill-conceived. So they should prevail. I don't know that they will. It's a statute that was changed. It could be changed by the legislature, but it'll be difficult for the legislature to vote against a minimum wage increase. So we'll see. I mean, I do wonder why that lawsuit wasn't brought forward in the middle this time last year, because it should have been separated before it was voted upon by the people.
Just to get it thrown out. Because it was clearly ballot candy. The whole sick leave thing was just ballot candy. That's all it was. And maybe a conversation for another day there as well on that issue of the state judges, because I heard part of that conversation on the roundtable last week, I believe it was. And it's an interesting one, and I'm just run out of time this morning, John. But thank you for your time.
Oh, great to be with you both. Enjoy your week. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Yep. Absolutely. Thank you, former Senator John Lamping there.
Get more at 971talk.com.